Y'all can fire away, whatever you got.
What was today like for you here?
A lot of fun to come over to Friendly Hills and see the kids. I haven't been through a middle school in a long time, so it's fun to see their faces, fun to see how many are Vikings fans, and just good to get out in the community and meet some of the people who are cheering for you each and every week.
What'd they ask you? What kind of questions?
Well, most of the questions revolve around when we win the Super Bowl and when we go to the playoffs. And I just flip it back at them and I say, do you think we will? And they say, yeah. So they're confident, which is good. That's a good place to start.
Kirk, does that give you any more of a sense of kind of what the community thinks about your addition here?
Well, there's never been any doubt for me that this community is excited. They're all about the Vikings, and there's great support here. And I felt that from even before I ever came here on a visit. It's a great fan base, a lot of history, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Just in terms of the expectations, too.
They are what they are, you know. We can't change them, can't control them. All we can do is focus on having a great day-to-day, you know, focus on having a great time with the kids here at Friendly Hills and have a great practice, which we did this morning, and take it as each day comes.
You had some nice...
How important to you personally to get involved with the community so quickly?
Well, you know, it's just a great platform. As an NFL player, this league provides us a great opportunity to be about and to promote whatever we want to be about. And anytime we can give back, put a smile on someone's face, you know, brighten their day, shine a light, it's a great opportunity. We try to take advantage of that anytime we can.
Kirk, you had some nice connections with Laquan Treadwell today. What do you kind of think of him and your dealings with Laquan so far?
You know, like me, he's just continuing to grow as a player and learn. And every day we learn new things, take steps together, and I'm excited to see, you know, what he can do now going into his third year, and hopefully continue to get him more and more involved.
What do you want to get when you get out of OTAs and, you know, between there and training camp and mini camp? What is it that, where do you want to be by the time you're, you know, next step training camp?
Well, I don't think there's any certain place to measure it. I think it's just continued improvement. Everything is new, so I'm just continuing to try to get to where the plays and the terminology and the reads are all instinctual, and I'm not having to think. And that takes a long time, but every day you can take another step in that process, and that's what I'm trying to do between now and the end of any camp.
Kirk, where would you say your familiarity is with in the huddle, in the locker room, and how much work you still got to do?
Well, I've come a long ways in about 6 weeks, but there's still a long ways to go, and that's to be expected, no surprise. But it helps that the organization, the locker room, has welcomed me with open arms, and they've been very accommodating, very supportive. That certainly made it easy for a transition, not only for me, but for my wife and for our family. So continue to be excited to be here, and just got to keep taking steps and keep getting the offense and the playbook mastered. I mean, it's the 2018 Vikings offense, and I see it as a mixture of a whole lot of backgrounds, a whole lot of different experiences. But at the end of the day, Coach Flip is the offensive coordinator. It's his offense. He's calling and designing the plays, and at the end of the day, it's what he wants. So if I do have an input or a thought, it's with the understanding that it's his call at the end of the day, and I'll do whatever he says. But we do try to have great communication back and forth. Coach Stefanski's involved in that, really the entire offense. Receivers have a voice. Everybody, you know, shares their opinion, and then ultimately Coach Flip makes the call.
Kirk, you threw a pretty good ball in the field today between a couple of people. I know it's just an OTA practice, but the throws like that, connections like that, serve as any kind of metric in terms of how you're growing with the chemistry with your receivers?
Each play helps build a confidence, helps build a rapport with the receivers, with the tight ends. Continue trying to get on the same page with the centers, making the right protection calls. I mean, it is a lot of chemistry that still has to be built, but every day we're out here, we take another step, and that's exciting to be a part of.
How much did having the guys down in Atlanta, Thielen and Diggs, help just jumpstart that process?
It was just, one more day, two more days where we could spend that time together and work together and improve. And anytime we can get that work together, it makes a difference.
Even if they learn about you during that time?
I guess you'd have to ask them. I can't read their minds, but I think they're they've been great teammates, as no surprise, and I'm thrilled to be working with them.
Kirk, I say that your energy is infectious on this team. Do you feel your personality kind of?
I think as a seventh-year player now, you have a little freedom to just be yourself and to not take a back seat and to just be vocal and within reason, you know, be a leader, step up, and let your voice be heard. to their credit, the guys have received it well, and it's been fun to just assimilate myself into the offense and into the program.
Kirk, when you signed in March, and then right after that, the Vikings bring in a marquee defensive player. You know, you even met him in Sheldon Richardson. How cool was that, seeing that signing right after that, and what do you think he brings to the defense?
Well, you know, I played against him last year in Seattle, and he's an outstanding defensive lineman. He's had a great career thus far, and you know, if he can really be a powerful force for us on the interior of the defensive line, that's going to make a major difference. You see teams around the league with outstanding three techniques, and you see the difference it makes. And I know going against them how much we have to game plan for those guys and get our offensive line ready to go and get the running backs ready to help. And anytime you can get a pass rush and have a stout interior defensive line, it's going to make a difference. So whether it's Linval or Sheldon or on and on, we need those guys to step up, and I expect them to do so.
Hey, Kirk, it looked like you guys were focusing a lot on the red zone in practices recently. What do you think an offense needs to be successful in these areas?
You know, NFL football, I've learned, is so much situationally based, and so we have to practice third downs, red zone third downs, two-minute. We have to be really good in situational football, and Coach Zimmer, to his credit, does a good job in OTAs of emphasizing each of those pivotal moments in games. And so today there was a heavy emphasis of not only red zone but third down in the red zone. And you know, it gets condensed down there. There's a lot less field to defend. There's 22 guys in a small amount of space, and it's tight windows. And we have to talk about how are we going to be successful down there, especially on third down. The defense is talking about how are we going to keep them out of the end zone and force them to a field goal. So it's a good, you know, cat and mouse game back and forth, and that's what OTA is all about.
How do you keep trying to establish that rhythm when those things do get condensed when you're with new guys?
Well, that's the challenge of the red zone, and that's why we're doing it, because it's not easy and it is condensed. And so you have to be on the screws. You know, your throws have to be that much more accurate. The routes have to be that much more perfect in terms of the depth and the cut and the timing. And that's why we're practicing it right now.
Kirk, how exciting and maybe even how challenging is it to take over on a team that's got sky-high Super Bowl or bust expectations?
Well, you know, I think right now all we can do is have great OTAs, and that's where our focus is. And so I'm enjoying going out and competing against a very talented defense every day. Having to go against Pro Bowlers is fun for me. And then to play alongside the guys I'm playing alongside is a lot of fun. And we'll see what that leads to this fall, but it's great for me as a player to continue to develop and learn all the things that have become the Viking way of doing things.
Speaking of red zone success, it looks like Kyle Rudolph's getting a little healthier. How important is it to build a rapport with him?
Well, Kyle's an outstanding player. He's proved it now for, I believe, 8 seasons. And I just want to, again, learn what he does well. There was a play today in the red zone where I didn't throw it to him, and right away after the play, Kevin Stefanski, my quarterback coach, was saying, hey, in that situation, you might want to give Kyle a chance, even though he looks covered. You know, you got to throw him the ball, he's open. He can prove you right. So it's learning experiences like that that we got to have him out there so that we can get those reps, get those coaching points, and hopefully the next time give him a chance to make a play for us.
7 years in, what have you learned about the way that you learn and digest the playbook and, you know, kind of the whole scope of the offense? Has your learning style changed over the years?
Reps are always preferred. You want those live action reps, but thanks to some of the virtual reality that they have and you know, the film, and there's other ways we can get that practice rep, talk through it. I like to draw plays out, but there's no shortage of things you can do to get better. So, all right, I guess I'm out, guys.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.